AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Bankrupt Greece says no. Greeks voted no to creditors' bailout terms yesterday. Voter Maria Malavidi.
We have suffered a lot, and enough is enough. The recipe, as regards all these cuts, was not a good recipe. We need development.
This morning, banks in Greece are closed. ATMs have little cash. The finance minister has quit. Financial expert Megan Green.
Greek banks have about 500 million euros in liquidity right now, as of today. And Greeks are withdrawing about 300 million euros a day. So unless those capital controls are tightened, Greek banks will be out of cash entirely in a matter of days.
The question now is whether Greece will remain in the eurozone and in the wider European Union. There will be a eurozone summit tomorrow to talk about all of this. Germany says any new talks about helping Greece will depend on proposals Greece itself makes. Most overseas markets dropped after the Greek vote. Dow futures are down. Team USA is the best in women's soccer. Carly Lloyd led the U.S. to a 5-2 win over Japan last night to take the World Cup title in Vancouver.
I've dedicated my whole life to this, and everything comes second. But I wouldn't have it any other way.
She scored 3 goals. The president tweeted his congratulations. Your country is so proud of all of you, he tweeted. They're down to the wire in Vienna now, where Secretary of State John Kerry says the nuclear talks with Iran could go either way. World powers are hoping to get a deal by tomorrow that would cut off Tehran's path toward building an atomic bomb. Pope Francis is in Ecuador, where he'll say Mass today for more than 1 million people. There is a new execution video from the Islamic State group, 2 Syrian men tied to a tree and shot in the head. They were accused of spying on the militants. This is AP Radio News. Republican presidential candidates are talking about those comments Donald Trump made about Mexican immigrants. Here's our Diane Kepley.
Donald Trump's comments about Mexican immigrants when he announced for the presidency last month.
They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists.
Launched a firestorm in political circles. GOP candidates are looking for ways to either embrace the comments or distance themselves from them. Former Texas Governor Rick Perry on ABC.
I've said very clearly that Donald Trump does not represent the Republican Party.
Former Senator Rick Santorum on CBS.
People who are coming illegally obviously are coming with a bad intent.
This weekend, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush said he was personally offended by the comments. Diane Kepley, Washington.
South Carolina lawmakers return to work today to talk about the state budget and what to do with the rebel flag that has flown over some part of the state house for more than 50 years. One lawmaker says this is not a time to talk about compromise. The flagpole should be replaced. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.